We are up to the sixth prohibition. The Torah tells us we are prohibited from doing work. And we know that this concept of work, the Torah doesn't elaborate. We have on tradition that there are 39 forms of action, melachot, types of labor that are prohibited. And there are offshoots of those. And the Torah biblically prohibits doing that. We know you're not allowed to turn on a light. You're not allowed to drive. We know in our life there are things that you're not allowed to do. But they're all offshoots, derivatives of what the Torah tells us. And we have to know that you're not even allowed to tell a non-Jew, could you do this for me? We don't do that either. We're supposed to keep Shabbat, and we discussed the positive commandments of enjoying Shabbos and honoring Shabbos. And now we're talking about the prohibition, and it's relevant for men, women, children, of course. The seventh prohibition is that on Shabbos we're not allowed to walk beyond 2012 mil. And the Torah says, well, the whole city you could walk, assuming you have an Erev, so the city you could walk. Beyond the city, outside the city, you're allowed to walk 2,000 footsteps. That's basically the halacha.
Today's cities are massive.
Right, still.
Where cities sprawl into the next one.
So you gotta learn all the halachas. Usually if they sprawl into the next one, that's still okay. We consider the whole city as one domain. This is all when you're outside the city. You guys are going to go to the army when you're in the desert. You can't walk beyond the camp. The camp itself, you have to set up an Eruv in order to be able to carry things in the camp. Okay. The eighth prohibition is that we're not allowed to entertain the thought that maybe there's someone else up there. Maybe there's more than one being up there running the show. We discussed the positive commandment, the first of the Ten Commandments, recognizing that God's running the show. And now this prohibition is the biblical prohibition, the second of the Ten Commandments. Lo yelech Elohim, you shall have no other gods before me, God says. I'm the only one up here. And also the way we speak. We have to be careful not to say anything that would indicate that we believe in another deity. The ninth mitzvah is that we're not allowed to make any idol for the sake of worship. A guy says, I'm just selling this. I'm not worshiping it. That's also biblically prohibited. And the tenth mitzvah is not to make an idol even for a heathen, the Torah says. Even for someone who's non-Jewish, who's an idol worship. I'm sorry, the ninth mitzvah was the prohibition against making one that a person himself will worship. And the tenth is even if someone else will worship it.